really tempted to, you know, caution joining the military may induce war crimes, and caution killing children is, you know,
did
and
you
so
see...
on. But I was sort of reluctant because
Carter.
I could just imagine that they might consider busting me for graffiti. So I decided to bring my own tape.
Bring your own tape.
So I brought my own tape, and there the cops had already
did you,
me to it. But
caller, did you see that the manager actually put up the tape, or did you just
yes,
hear?
Yes, I saw him.
You
put
saw
the
him
tape
put it up.
Up.
Okay, so I thought the protesters did. I'm glad you clarified that.
No,
Go ahead, Matt. The
building manager put the tape.
Matt
up
has a comment here for you.
That day.
Well,
but like I said, I took the roll of tape just in case with me to the city yesterday and found it very happy.
There are many cities in the country, and Philly has a huge graffiti arts program because, you know, they tried to outlaw rock and roll. It didn't happen. And the younger generation, well, that's their rock and roll. It's a form that connects to their music is lettering. And I'm not necessarily pro-graffiti or anti-graffiti, but I do know there are programs where you set up arts programs for younger people who don't have the finances to mothers to pay for their programming or don't have it in school. And we had a lot of success with public art that was failing. This huge Tamian Station mural in San Jose was a blown-out project because they hired some school kids to paint a two-story, 150-foot wall, but they've never done a 24 by 36 or 48 by 60 canvas. How are they going to do a two-block wall that's two stories high? And the kid had a breakdown, and I showed up in the middle of it, and who helped complete that project and were not paid in the heat, sweltering heat of summer, was a pack of graffiti artists that we took off the street, and they finished the Tamian Station mural, and you should go and see it. And again, I had to call the mayor's office to have a reception, and it's a gorgeous piece, and everyone's proud of it, and it built their self-image. And if I were the mayor of Santa Cruz at this point, you know, this chalking issue is very tenuous because it's like, well, you know, little kids can't chalk, or who can't chalk, or... But chalk washes away.
The notion of a hopscotch, you know,
and,
field has been such a ritual of America for so long that I was absolutely aghast.
And artists chalking in, say, Paris is a draw for the tourists.
Oh,
if
absolutely.
I were the mayor of Santa Cruz right now, I would be setting up a chocolate festival.
I was up in the town of Port Townsend, Washington. For the Wooden Boat Festival, and there are a couple chalk artists there who do absolutely beautiful work,
yeah,
and everyone admires it. And I actually think that, you know, for the city to put in sidewalks, I have always fantasized that sidewalks should contain poetry cast into them.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice non-skid surface, and it, you know,
there's an area in Paris where they've set up for modern art and public art to go up, and it's spontaneous art, and people are drawn, millions of dollars are drawn to that city in terms of tourist dollars. And there's another dying town in Vancouver Island that fishing was gone, and they painted murals, and now they're known as the mural town, and they save themselves.
Interesting, that would be good, except that City Attorney John Barrasoni has assured us that one of the problems with chalkers, and I assume with poetry, is that it distracts people walking down the sidewalk, and they are likely to stumble into each other, which is why chalking is illegal on the sidewalk. Also, I want to put out a call for attorneys. We need attorneys for the 6 chalking tickets, not just mine. I'm number 7, actually. Number 6. Who got 5 people got tickets for chalking on the sidewalk, peace symbols. I got a ticket for chalking in the road, no war. Actually, there was no code section. They quoted the wrong code section with me. And I was going to do a whole analysis of that on this show and play the entire arrest, because I recorded the arrest. Another thing for you activists to remember, carry a tape recorder with you and record all your communications with officers. When they say, can you turn off your tape recorder, you say, no, can you leave me alone? It's very simple. And when they don't, you say, please, go ahead, officer, but, you know, we are...
Well, you know...
You're recording me, I'll record you.
I haven't done much of this for years, but I still have some of my old lavalier mics. And just wearing, you know, you wear a lavalier mic and no one even thinks to ask you to turn anything off, or and everyone's just free and uninhibited because, well, you know.
In Europe, too, getting back to the chalking and the chalk artists, they were starving artists or homeless people, basically, that the history of it is chalk is very inexpensive, and you put the chalk down and you make a beautiful painting, and people pay you for chalking because they are enjoying that moment, and it's going to go away, and then that artist had a way to come up from the ghetto. And it's a classy solution to homelessness. I would much rather see drawings on the ground downtown that are gorgeous than people jumping out with signs and asking you for a nickel, a nickel, a nickel. It's like, draw something pretty and you get the nickel,
yeah.
You know? It's much more productive.
Yeah, well, there is a tradition in a lot of, and it used to be in this country that if you were a bum, and I mean that in a good way, you know, but if you had a shtick, you know, I listened to Utah Phillips, and he talks about people, all right, look, here's a sack. Go put a rock in the sack and come back and tell me that you have a chicken that you're going to cook, but you just need some money for salt. And that was, you know, it was sort of an oral tradition. Tell me an interesting story, even, but you know, produce some art for it.
Of course, it's illegal in Santa Cruz to do that. If you attempt to solicit money in
right.
any way, there's what we call the Tarot Terrorism Law, which
right,
now makes
right.
it illegal to read cards downtown, even if you're doing it for donation. This is actually it isn't really prohibited by the law, but it's prohibited by the police. And here's the fact. It's not the laws that we're really concerned about. The laws are bad, and I suggest people pick up a copy of the downtown ordinances at the town clock from the protesters there, or from Huff, 423-HUFF, give us a call. But it is the fact that these laws cover the practice of selective enforcement by the police, which is unchecked by the city council, which we can't really expect to check it, of course, but by the community. And
yeah.
it's the community that has to stand up and
say
no.
As a community, we need to make a negative a positive. And what I see as a recreation planner, which in landscape architecture is part of my history too, and fine art, and park planning and recreation planning and event planning, is that I have a market. I have a community out there that consists of a market. They may be poor, they are creative, and they're very interactive. And people come to Santa Cruz because it's like, hey, let's go look at the oddballs in Santa Cruz when they bring their, you know, when they bring their friends in from all over the world. And it's like, well, maybe we should take a portion of San Lorenzo Park and call it Art Interaction, and any, you know, that can go on there in a way. And then you go, hey, go on down to the River Park over there. It's interactive art. We don't know what's going to be there today, but every day it's different. And
thank you, caller.
People can get paid
yeah.
that way. And it's, you know, you have a responsibility as designers of your community, and so do the designers of the community to give every market, every person their place to recreate.
Thank you, Matt. The problem with that, of course, is that once they give you a little ghetto, they will criminalize it everywhere else in town. And that I don't want to see happen either, though I suppose it's better to have some place for people to go than no place. But in fact, if being able to chalk, to me, is a First Amendment right, just as being able to display your artwork is a First Amendment right, but not in Santa Cruz, apparently. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hey, I just want to put some out there to any people who might know any tarot readers or something like that, or is a tarot reader, and that the trick to doing the tarot readings is just not to have any display sign that says you're doing it for money.
The guy
and
got
then,
a ticket.
Huh?
He and the guy got a ticket even though he had no sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he got a ticket. You should go to a lawyer, because I've been told by a lawyer that you could sue the Santa Cruz, sue the city of Santa Cruz and win.
If you could find a lawyer.
You know, and win.
And
if
I
you
what
have
you're
no evidence to show that you were solicitating for money.
Right.
Because the law says very clearly that that's the requirement to basically make an arrest, is that you have to be charging money. And
you
if they
correct.
Don't have any evidence, then that guy made a false arrest, and it's
now,
an easy... I've been told by a lawyer that it would be an easy case to win.
Officer Brand make a false arrest? How can you say such a thing?
Well, I mean, they'll do it because they don't expect these people to go to court.
That's right.
Whatchamacallit, let me get back. I'll talk to a friend of mine that's a retired lawyer, and I know that there's
Bring him on the air. Let's talk.
No, he won't talk on the radio. He's not that kind of a guy.
Uh-oh.
But anyways, he knows a lawyer in Santa Cruz that'll sue people, the city for the commission,
hook him,
you know?
Ian, hook him up with Jason. He's
well, I'm gonna
yeah.
call and leave the lawyer's number on the Huff line, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks
hey,
a lot, Ian.
Yeah, but yeah, people should fight that. They can't, you know what I mean? Like, they gave me a ticket once for that, and that was actually Officer Seeley, the younger Officer Seeley.
Yeah.
And I filed a complaint with the whole Police Officer Review Board thing, and I got told by a lawyer that that was a mistake. I should just sue them.
Yes.
But I did
yes.
win, and it was sustained by both the board and the chief of police.
Did you continue to do tarot readings on the sidewalk?
Yeah, I did.
Good for
I did.
You.
Well, they kept harassing me, but they had to stop harassing me once I got a letter from the chief of police saying that it was okay to do
Nothing
what I was doing.
Nothing speaks louder than a lawsuit in those circumstances in right-wing times, I'll tell you, man. Thank you. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that your attorney was right. Should have filed a lawsuit, but I think you were right.
That was all later in the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Call in.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks. So we're running into the last 7 minutes of our show here, so I'm going to have to ram this one through real quickly. In terms of the upcoming city council meeting, that's Tuesday, day after tomorrow. City council meets, or shitty council, as I like to call them. The city council has numerous items on its agenda. If you want to go on down there, they're meeting at unusual times. There's a meeting at, usually they meet at 3 and at 5 and at 7. 3 for the afternoon session, 5 for the redevelopment agency, 7 for the evening session, where most of the laws are supposedly passed. Today, or I should say on Tuesday, it's going to be 1:30 for the redevelopment session, 2 o'clock for the afternoon session, and 7 o'clock for the evening session. What's on the agenda that's of any interest? Unfortunately, we only have 6 minutes, so I can't give you all the details. Some of the issues that concern me that are on the agenda, and I'm actually going to have to go back to, hang on just a second here. I'm going to have to use my memory on this one. On the afternoon agenda, we have two items. One is an item that is going to set up an auditor instead of a police review board. The police review board is gone. It was stolen away in the night by Riley, Porter, and indeed the entire city council without any hearings, as I've talked about before, without even Citizens Police Review Board members being present. Now they're instituting an alternate form of so-called oversight, sort of a SOP to the progressive constituency, which resembles superficially the San Jose auditor, except that A, it's completely underfunded, B, involves an out-of-town attorney who only comes to town for 2 days, and C, it doesn't involve any real public process where the public can have any action as far as dealing with police policy. So that's the real question. That's why the old Citizens Police Review Board was dumped, because they were looking into selective enforcement, racial profiling, the failure of the police chief to look into issues of right now, if an officer draws a gun or a baton on you or threatens you in any way, she or he does not have to make a report using the display or use of force unless they arrest you. So the police officers have a free rein to intimidate you as they wish. The Citizens Police Review Board was looking into that. It was dumped. O'Reilly and the council dumped it behind closed doors. Now they're setting up again behind closed doors, so they're coming out with their finished proposal that they will quickly ratify at this next council meeting in the afternoon at the 2 o'clock session, a proposal to set up this auditor instead of the Citizens Police Review Board. Unfortunately, though there was some hope for the Citizens Police Review Board that it was being kicked out to do something about it, they either didn't have the time, the energy, or the enthusiasm, or the Iraqi war intervened, so they haven't stood up on this issue, unfortunately, or they haven't gotten the support they need. Mark Halfmoon, Brent Faust have not held the public meetings of the CPRB in exile that we had hoped that they would hold. They have not done that, but you can still support them. I still see a place for a CPRB in exile, for a cop watch. Various individuals in Huff and in the Green Party are interested in this. Give a call to 423-HUFF and leave a phone number if you're interested in helping. Call Mark Halfmoon, former chair, at 457-9754, extension 1788. 457-9754, extension 1788. And if you forget these numbers, call the Huff line. I'll give you the info and call you back. Secondly, the next item on the agenda is citywide permit parking. This sounds like some sort of arcane issue. What it means for homeless people, however, is every vehicle parked on every street at night will become illegal unless it is got a permit on it. So no longer do you have to be caught sleeping in your vehicle. If you park your funky old Volkswagen van, your home, with all your artwork in it, on a public street, legally, then what they're going to do is they're going to tow it away after 3 tickets. So your home will get towed away under this new proposal. It's a little bit more complicated than that. It's a little longer than that, and it's a little more ambiguous than that. But that seems to be what Mark Addato of the Public Works Department has told me. We got the next show coming up for us here, and they deserve to be given a little opportunity to get in here. We also have the Brommer Broadway Police Can Watch You in the Greenbelt Zone bike path plan coming up in the evening session. This is the long-delayed proposal the police have been pushing for a long time, to have a Brommer Broadway bike path. It isn't really a bike path. What it is a bike path, but it's also a path that allows police vehicles in the wilderness area between Brommer and Broadway. And homeless activists for a long time have thought this is a bad idea, at least until homelessness is decriminalized to the extent that people do not have to face tickets for engaging in life-sustaining behavior like sleeping and camping, which 1,000 to 2,000 homeless people.
Doesn't the Santa Cruz long-toed salamander live there?
That was another question about that, and that may be one of the issues that's raised at the city council meeting in the evening. So for more information about these meetings, give me a call at 423-HUFF. You can also come to the HUFF meeting on Wednesdays, 8:30 to 10:30, in the mornings at 1107 Ocean Street, Baker's Square Restaurant. You can also come to the town clock and help out the vigilers. I will be showing up with my table. Boycott Lulu Carpenter's, please, until such time as they address issues of discrimination and violence against homeless people and peace protesters. They assaulted two women. I should say they, being the owner of the place, did. Without apology, he's back there bustling around and harassing people and flipping people the finger as usual. So that's it for Bathroom Spears Broadside. I want to thank my guests, long-suffering, patient, constantly interrupted, but they got a few words in, I would say. Now let's have them say goodbye and sign off. They got about 20 seconds each. Go for it, you two.
I just want to say, if any of the listeners are interested in learning about their personal safety and learning some pretty high-level skills related to that, you can visit the website Concrete Jungle Self Defense, which is cjselfdefense.com. Phone number you can reach my cell is 408-242-3806. And basically you're learning bodyguarding skills, but you're learning how to be your own bodyguard. Thanks for listening. Really enjoyed being here. Thank you, Robert.
That was Cordelia. Thanks, Cordelia.
I want to thank everyone for listening, and get out there with your flower power art. If you'd like to reach me, my email is matson@att.net, or you can reach me on my message line, 800-969-7878. That's matson@att.net and 800-969-7878. Thanks again. Peace.
I ask both of you, thank you, guests, for being here, and also leave those numbers and messages on the HUFF line at 423-HUFF in case people call in and haven't been able to catch them in the rush. I apologize for going up about 30 seconds late here. We have another show coming up. I'm going to, what are we going to do to cover this? You guys got a tape you want to throw on immediately? I think they do, and they're going to roll into their show. And go for it. Join us on Thursday for another edition of Bathroom Spears Broadsides at 96.3 FM at 6 o'clock in the evening.